Clint Eastwood is back as Dirty Harry in The Deadpool. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of the latest adventures of San Francisco's vigilante cop.
Clint Eastwood is famous for making his movies quickly and under budget, and The Deadpool is no exception. Eastwood reportedly churned out this action quickie as part of a deal he made with Warner Brothers. He would do another Dirty Harry picture if Warners let him make a biography of the great jazz saxophonist Charlie Parker. Agreed. And so Eastwood lavished all his loving care on the 3-hour opus Bird, and then did a paint-by-numbers job on The Deadpool in record time. It shows. Even Dirty Harry's patented snarl seems perfunctory in The Deadpool. Here he is, for instance, threatening an imprisoned gang leader who's been trying to get him killed.
See that gorilla down there? That's Butcher Hicks. And he's killed 3 men. You know how he did it? He tore them apart with his teeth. Didn't even find all the pieces. You might say he has an unhealthy appetite.
So what?
So Hicks there is my new pen pal. I'm going to be sending him a letter once a week. I'm going to be telling him how I'm going to be looking in on his sick mother and how I'm trying to get him special privileges here at the prison. And you know what's the interesting part? The interesting part is if anything happens to me and Hicks doesn't get his letter, he's going to be really pissed off and he's going to come down here and see you because you're the mailman. In fact, he'll probably come down here to this post office and cancel your ass like a stamp. So you better ensure prompt, courteous delivery. Pray that nothing happens to me.
There's something sludgy about that scene, something slipshod and half-written, and the same applies to nearly every aspect of this movie. The plot centers on a nasty game played by some of San Francisco's more urbane culture vultures. They bet on which local celebrities are most likely to die in the near future, and whoever picks the next genuinely doomed luminary wins. Naturally, Dirty Harry Callahan's name shows up on the list, whereupon everyone in the Bay Area seems out to do him in. Everyone, that is, except for an attractive TV reporter played by Patricia Clarkson. Clarkson was probably cast for her bouncin' and behavin' hair, but unfortunately she has a voice that sounds like an electric toothbrush having its way with your tartar, and Eastwood himself is even more stiff and cranky than usual. The screenwriter, Steve Sharon, and the nominal director, Buddy Van Horn, have stuck in some business about heavy metal music and cult horror movies, but it all seems much less hip and cheeky than it's meant to. The pop culture references feel at least a decade old. It says something about this movie that the best thing in it is the car chase. In fact, the car chase is the most inventive we've seen in years, but The Deadpool can't even fulfill its most basic requisite, that we come away from it with a tough guy catchphrase we can use on our friends. You know what I'm talking about. In the last Dirty Harry movie, Sudden Impact, it was the immortal "Make My Day." But it's a sign of the Deadpool's miscalculation that its catchphrase is too obscene to be repeated over the airwaves. And what good is a Dirty Harry movie if it can't be quoted by the President of the United States?
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.